In Japan, cerebrovascular disease is the fourth most common cause of death, preceded by cancer, heart failure, and pulmonary disease. Even though the mortality rate for cerebrovascular disease is falling due to medical development, the disease is likely to cause patients to become bedridden because of motor impairment. The number of patients suffering from a stroke remains high in this society, which has aged and seen an increase in lifestyle-related diseases. Therefore, the treatment and prevention of stroke has become an important issue. One type of cerebrovascular disease is ischemic cerebrovascular disease caused by vascular obstruction and angiostenosis leading to poor blood flow. The other kind is hemorrhagic cerebrovascular disease resulting from the rupture of blood vessels. Ischemic cerebrovascular disease comprises cerebral infarction and transient ischemic attack. Hemorrhagic cerebrovascular disease has two types of hemorrhage, intracerebral hemorrhage and subarachnoid hemorrhage. Intracerebral hemorrhage is bleeding within the brain tissue, while subarachnoid hemorrhage is bleeding into the space surrounding the brain. In subarachnoid hemorrhage, blood leaks from blood vessels to the surface of the brain, and the bleeding occurs in the arteries that run underneath a membrane called the arachnoid, which is located just below the surface of the skull. Treatment includes stopping the bleeding and relieving the pressure on the brain. There also exist treatments relevant to each disease or condition. Appropriate diagnosis and immediate treatment should have a positive influence on the prognosis of the patients. Physical disability due to a stroke includes motility disturbance such as hemiplegia and ataxia. Right and left motor nerve tracts that go to the limbs from the brain cross in the brainstem. Therefore, if one of the cerebral hemispheres is damaged, the contralateral limbs suffer from motor impairment. Sensory disturbance such as pain also occurs. Furthermore, a stroke can result in brain dysfunction such as disturbance of consciousness, dementia, aphasia, agnosia, and apraxia. The symptoms of a stroke vary and include cranial nerve disorders such as ocular motility disorder, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Stroke rehabilitation is divided into the acute phase, the convalescent phase, and the maintenance phase. In the acute phase, patients engage in motor learning, and their goal is to achieve early independence for self-care right from the onset. In the convalescent phase, they aim for prompt recovery of physical functions. Rehabilitation in the maintenance phase is administered for the upkeep of the acquired functions as long as possible.